racism and prejudice. Now, what's the answer?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book on racism entitled Darwin's Plantation.
Well, is there really a solution to the problem of racism? To answer that question, I first point out that so-called racial differences are so minor they're insignificant. The differences are really cultural. In fact, many secular scientists are admitting that there's only one human race, biologically speaking. But most scientists are not willing to point the finger at one of the worst culprits in the spread of racism, and that's evolution. While racism existed before Darwin, his views popularized the idea that some people are more evolved than others. You know, this greatly encouraged racist attitudes, which continue today. The only solution is found in the Bible. Genesis teaches that all people are equal before God, all are descendants of one man, Adam. And the book of Acts declares we're all of one blood. If people in every society would accept the history of the Bible and build their thinking on God's word, we'd be well on the road to successfully dealing with racism.
One tool that can help you combat racism is Ken's fascinating 48-page booklet on the topic of races and racism. We'll send 10 of these excellent evangelistic booklets when you send a gift of any amount to our nonprofit ministry. Call us toll-free, 24 hours a day, at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 888-89-ANSWERS. If it's easier to go to the web, try answersoffer.org.